Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson.
I'm Dr. Reggie Johnson, and you know what today is?
Ooh.
Oracle Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm representing your Oracle today, and Cindy Bentley will be on next week. And after that, we'll have Soft Wednesdays again. And what I want you guys to do when you call in, to have a specific theme or subject in mind. Just give me a general reading. It will take too long, and everybody won't get a reading. And that's the sad part. So be very specific when you call in about an incident, about health, romance, money, whatever it is, and be clearly definable about what that issue is, and we'll go from there. I'm pulling up my oracle cards so you can get a good reading, a good feel about what's going on in your life. And the oracle cards represent four elements of the universe: earth, air, fire, and water. The reason I'm bringing this up so you'll know, if I pull a card that says the so-and-so of swords, that means air, and it means thinking and logic. If I pull cups, it means prosperity and what you're putting in. It represents water. If I say pentacles, it means the earth. And if I say wands, it represents fire and your desire and your divine will. So let's go. I'm going to stop with the morning prayer.
Okay.
You guys can do what you need to do. Heavenly Father, enlighten us right now and give us divine wisdom of the Holy Spirit to help everybody who called in with an issue, to help them resolve that issue lovingly and intuitively. Let them all be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us all love each other and connect with each other. And let them be healed and whole and prosperous. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So here's the deal, guys. You have to call in order to get your reading. And that number is 914-338-0590. And it's really a treat when Dr. Reggie gives us readings. Because he's very accurate, but he's doing more teaching now than reading, so this is wonderful. All right, the number again is 914-338-0590, and you have to press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'm trying to get the chat room open this morning, and it's not cooperating with me. But I will be working on that to get that open and closed so you can participate in the chat room as well. So let's go to our first caller this morning. I don't have my glasses on, but I think it's area code 808.
No.
Good morning.
Hi,
you're
good morning.
There.
Hi, my name is Cole. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What's on your mind this morning?
What's on my mind is my love life is on my mind. It's just because I've been in a really long relationship for like 7 years, and we've had our ups and downs. But lately, I'm just feeling indifferent about everything. Like my feelings totally shifted. And I was wondering what you guys were going to come through with the oracle. Bring some clarity to me.
Okay.
Am I sensing something?
You have a good energy. Let me pull a card. I'm going to pull a card and tell you. And one thing I'm pulling right now is the Queen of Cups. And remember, Cups talks about things being filled in. It's the energy of water in your sign. A lot of things happen under that power. Right now, you're very specific about who you want in your life, and you should be. Because if you attract somebody and they come to you, you have such light in you. A lot of people want to come to be in your life, but you can't accept everybody that comes in. It's like every little stray puppy that comes, you can't do that. You're very intelligent, and you're wise about spiritual matters. They have to also be wise about spiritual matters. So before you do anything else or select anybody else, always surround yourself with light and love and say, ask your Heavenly Father to bring the perfect match into your life. Bring this person toward me and for me, and I'll accept them and they accept me. We'll resonate with each other, and it's a reciprocal love. And it's binding. You know what? They don't leave you. They'll be with you all the time. You won't say, oh, my God, you leave their socks on the floor. I can't stand it. It won't be something crazy. It'll be a wonderful acceptance of both of you.
Awesome.
And they tell me this person's coming in the next 2 months. So hold on to that. It'll be great. It's worth the wait because you know what? It'll be great for you and for them.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I have a question.
Okay.
Does that mean that I'm asking a question for you? What's your name?
My name is Ku'ulelani.
Okay, I didn't understand that. Say it again.
My name is Ku'ulelani. It's a Hawaiian name. My name is... Thank you.
So does that mean that the person that she's involved with now, that relationship is resolving? Is that why she's feeling the way she's
feeling? Yeah, that's why she's feeling the way she's feeling. Because that person, slowly, if you're not in the right frame of mind, and neither are they, you're together because you love the person in a way that helps support them, but they're not loving you the right way and it's not working out. Either two things happen. Number one, either you talk about it and resolve it, or number two, let the energy phase out and allow it to unfold and then allow the other person to come in. If you can't communicate, there isn't a relationship.
Yeah,
and the other person can't get mad, they walk away, they can't be resistant, because love means no resistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most important thing.
How's your communication in your relationship?
It doesn't work. it really doesn't. I'm having a hard time communicating. We're like two different people, and I'm here with all. We have a blended family. And I'm here with all the kids, and he's in L.A. And that was a choice that he made. I don't think he was making it out of the right heart when he made the decision, but it's counteracted to this whole thing where my feelings totally changed because I don't understand why, but I feel like there's something that's going on that's not right. You know, like I get a lot of anxiety, my heart starts pounding, and I just don't understand why I feel this way when I used to feel so much love. You know what I mean?
Your body and your mind knows that something's not right. It's sending you a psychic trigger. You know when something's not right. You feel it and you sense it, but you almost can't put your finger on it. And that means something is not right. It's awry. And if he's not calling you every day or communicating with you every day because it's a long-distance relationship, then something is wrong.
Right.
It has to be constant communication. If not, it's time to let it phase out. Thank God for the lessons you learned, and then accept someone else coming into your life and pray about it.
Thank you. That's what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And bless you guys. And God bless you very much. And thank you from Honolulu.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're calling from Honolulu?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we love you. What I hear from you is a lot of peace in the decisions that you're making right now. And so hold on to that, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. God bless you.
Bless you, too.
All right, let's go to our next caller. Area code 203. You're on the air. Area code 203.
Hi.
Hello, wake up. How are you this morning?
Good, you. This is Woody.
Hey, Woody, we haven't heard from you in a while. Where have you been?
Make things happen.
Make things happen. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
You have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning.
Yes. That's the editing program.
I can't hear you, Woody. What did you say?
Career-wise or love life?
Oh, career-wise and love life. You get a double-barreled shotgun. Okay. Well, career-wise, I don't know what you're doing right now in the career, but let me pull a card and see what's going on. It's been kind of hard for you, according to the card, but I'm going to pull this out. I see the Seven of Pentacles. And Pentacles, of course, means money and earth and all that stuff. We talked about finances. It feels like you're still searching, according to this card, still searching for what you want to do. You're good at a lot of things, but you have to narrow it down because so many things are on your mind in terms of communication and mass communication and other things. I see the card talking about communication. What do you do now?
Well, I work in a school system, pursuing a career in music. Part of mine has got a manager, so things are coming together slowly. But see where to go next.
Yeah, but I think it's going to do well because you know what? You have to see it and project it doing very well for yourself. If you don't, it stays stagnant. We don't want that. So what would you like to happen? Except doing very well. What do you mean by doing very well? More money, more prestige, more communication, publicity? What are you looking for? More clients to produce?
Yeah, well, right now we try to build, like, fan base because we have an EP album, so we try to build fan base and, you know, yeah, go out there and more recognition and succeed.
Right. Is the music dance music?
Huh?
Is the music you're producing dance music?
Yeah, R&B, soul music, dance music.
Okay. When you're doing that, I don't know how you're promoting, but I would invite people to a big hall or something where they're playing this music, and if they like it so much, have the album available for sale immediately while they're dancing and talking and have that available. That's one of the ways that's very popular to get things rolling and moving. Is when you have, they call BOR, back of room sales. So when you have people out there dancing and drinking and having a good time to the music, they like to ask them how they like the song. Well, it's available right now for sale. The artist may not be there, or maybe you can bring the artist in to perform live and whatever, and to have records available right there because that's important. And there's too much trouble to bring the artist to the place. Have the music play and have them dance to it, and somebody can say, you know what, if you like this album so much, the artist is in town, is local, and blah, blah, blah. We want you to buy this album to support us and bring us into another level. And you will. They'll do that. People want to do that to help. And they'll have an album that nobody else has and say, you, I really want this to sell. You come on and get these albums right now while they're hot, and people will get crazy and buy. Believe me, I've seen it, and believe me, I've done it. I'm also a musician.
Okay.
I got an Emmy Award on NBC for a show called Stuff. And also in Los Angeles, I had people from the Grammys come to my show. So believe me, I know what it takes.
Okay.
Now, the next thing about your love life, it doesn't change until you do. How do you see your love life budding? What kind of woman do you want in your life?
Just like me, a person that can't, just like me, communicate.
Maybe like you.
Just communicate.
She may have the same interests as you or the same political and religious views, but they're not going to be exactly like you because that's like a robot. You don't want that. You want somebody who's loving.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what you see in your mind. And also see the physical characteristics of the person you want. Tall and slim or beautiful or busty or whatever you want. See that person in your life and see them coming to you. Now I'm going to pick a love card for you. Wow. You get pentacles a lot. The Ace of Pentacles. And this woman that's coming, she comes from a background of wealthy people. And she can also help you get things moving and rolling.
Okay.
And she's been around for a while. So you guys are looking for each other. Would you call her in? Just thank your angels and thank the universe for this person coming into your life next month. Bring that person in. So they said in 1 month, this person will be there. So thank the universe for bringing that person in. And thank the universe for also making your business more profitable. And it shall be, according to your faith. It will be done. Guaranteed.
Thank you.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, Woody. It's good to hear you.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Listen, are you excited about your music?
He doesn't sound excited. And that's what bothers me about the thing.
Just seeing where everything goes. It's been like a long process. So it's like trying to figure out where to go with it. Because we had a show like last year for the EP album. And this is me and my partner. And now we just got this manager. So, you know, trying to see what the next step, where to take. And you want to work on another album. So it's like everything's just like piece to piece, little by little. So,
okay, that's okay. Did you sell albums at the party or whatever?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Okay, and that's important because people are excited about it. You can make this thing exciting. When people get excited, it's contagious. Enthusiasm is contagious. People, oh, my God, I want to get this album. They're talking about so-and-so and so. And I don't know if the artists were there in person, but if they are, it adds excitement to the program. And people can say, I got a piece of this artist. Oh, my God, I'm taking it home. I want to dance to it. Focus Romantic, the RB, that's a very powerful symbol right now. And people can dance to it or slow dance to it or whatever.
Make
you know?
Love to it. So, listen, here's what I want to find out from you. Are you still creating music or have you stopped doing anything, you know, doing anything creative?
No, our plan is to make another album, but at the same time, I don't want to make an album and then just, you know, it's not going nowhere. So, like, we talked to, like, I'll try to connect with two different radio station person. They contacted me on email, like, met last month, and I kept on contacting them, but I haven't heard nothing yet. So I'm trying to get the EP up on the airway, but I haven't heard from the program director yet. So
you know what? Bring the radio stations to you. You create the event, and if there's enough buzz about it, trust me, the radio stations, they'll be calling you. Because look at, what is all this noise about here about this band and about this music and about these people? They'll come to you. Trust me.
Okay.
You will. You have to create enough buzz.
And continue to create your music.
Oh yeah!
Don't stop creating, because that's your passion. That's what you love to do. And right now, you're so involved in trying to promote. And it seems to me what I'm hearing from you is that you're not really doing a lot in your promotion, and you feel stuck. So if you're feeling stuck, you need to throw a piece of dynamite in the middle of your creativity here and blow things up. You've got to find something where you have this, you shift your energy to excitement and joy and happiness. If that's making new music, make new music. If it's throwing a big party, like Reggie said, then throw that big party. But until you shift in your energy right now, you're going to be stuck because, I mean, you call in this morning going, I mean, it's just dragging you down. Where's the joy?
There is enthusiasm in his voice about his music, but there's also confusion about the other thing, the management and stuff like that. But you know what? You have a partner. You guys can put your heads together and do promotional postcards. That works very well with the artist on it, and send it out to every radio station that's in your area and beyond, and send it out. And other people are very receptive and open to that. They are. We hear new people come in, but you got to negotiate the policies with the artist and let them know if you get signed to a deal outside of me, it's going to be the production company too. You can't give away all your rights, your synchronization rights, or anything. Don't give it all away. Always maintain. The most important thing right now, the lifeblood, is the writing and publishing. You keep those rights. If you don't, then you'll be lost. It's like somebody sold 10 million albums and they were broke. That's not, it sounds crazy, but it's true because they gave away all the rights. The synchronization rights, the mechanical rights, and royalties, you can't give that away. That's your money. Every time that record is played, whatever the BMI and ASCAP thing is now, 5 cents, 10 cents, whatever, that's, it adds up to thousands and thousands and even millions of dollars. So keep that in mind. Make sure that part is tight before the promotion and publicity and everything else and getting these people signed. Make sure that's always tight.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Love you.
You too. Love you too.
Bye-bye. Area code 442. Area code 442. You're on the air. My system is slow. Hello.
Hi,
Cynthia.
I'm good, thank you. Hi, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie. Hi, yes, I'm Dean.
Hey, how are you, Dean?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, both of you?
Oh, good. Long time no hear.
Yeah, I haven't called back since for a long time. I wanted to ask, how is Ruth? Does she call? Does she host? As in, does she come into these calls anymore?
Well, you know, it's summertime, and Ruth is traveling right now back and forth. She just got back from Canada, and she's got stuff going on right now. But Zeke, shoot me an email, and I will try to get you in touch with Ruth. Okay.
Okay, sure, will do. For today, can I ask my question then?
Yes.
Yep, sure. My question is about my marriage and love life. So I am trying to come out of a bad marriage with a woman I have a child with. And we are both equally miserable, and we are working towards the separation. We are not sure how long it will take. And I also love a girl called Anne, with whom I share a strong spiritual connection. Of course, she's just a friend as of now. So my question is, do you see me being able to come out of my current marriage, and do you see me being able to transition into a long-term relationship with Anne? Any timelines you see?
Okay, Anne is from this country, correct?
Yes, she is. Yes, that's right.
And she has a different view or philosophy about things than you do.
That's right.
And it feels like yours is more on, I don't want to say Arabic, but more Islamic or whatever. She's more Christian or whatever it is. There's a difference
right.
in religions.
And yeah,
that can cause a problem. And it's unfortunate that's the way it is. But you know what? You will come out of this because I see her wanting to come out of it too. I picked the star card and a woman who's changing and transforming from one thing to the other. So if you do, it won't be ugly and it won't be fighting. It has to be a peaceful resolution to this energy, because marriage is very powerful. Two sacred bonds coming together with the ring of gold, meaning it's going to be eternal, we're going to make it last forever. If it does not, it only means that it's not meant to be. And when you have to sever your relationship with her, and you have a baby with her, right?
I think you're getting
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
So you have to relinquish this and say, you know what, I'm letting this go. I'm letting it go. And it's got to be in love, no matter what. And love your baby and love her too. But if it has to part ways, you got to part ways in a very intelligent way and not to be angry or mean or resentful or vengeful. Just let it go and say, you know, I'm blessing myself. I thank you, Lord, for letting this person come into my life, and now I have to let it go. And it will be peaceful.
Right. Okay.
It'll resolve itself, and not to panic about it or anything. Just let it go. And you have to have visitation rights with the baby. That's fine too. You know, whatever the judgments are, whatever happens, just be grateful for it. And it will open the door for the new relationship to work out.
Right. Okay. How strong do you think there are chances for it to work out, for the new relationship with Anne to work out?
Let me see what it says here. Wow. On this card I pulled, it shows a woman and a man being happy and dancing. And the number four, in the four of wands, means your willpower. In 4 months, things will be perfect and you'll be happy. In 4 months. So what is this? August, September, November, December? That's when it happens, in December. I see red and green, which means the man has the red on and the white, which means he's balancing. The woman was on green, which means fertility and youth. That's a good thing. So let it be what it is.
Right.
And
so, but
it's work out.
Okay. But will I be able to come out of my marriage by then?
Yes, absolutely. And it has to be friendly. Don't be angry with your wife, and don't be angry with the child. Let it resolve itself. When you meditate and pray about it, it's going to work out.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure. No, so, I won't be. No, again. Yeah.
All these
yeah, that's fine.
With you talking at the same time. What did you say?
I was just saying I am trying to work towards an amicable separation, and I don't want to do, you know, have a fight and argument and just move
right away.
So that's why it's taking more effort and time.
What you do want, you want it to be amicable and friendly and loving as a separation. It will be. If she gets angry or mad, that's on her. That's not on you. That's on her. You cannot control this person's mind or will or body. Let it go and release it in love and say, I wish you all the success in the world. And then let it go, and it will be friendly.
Right. Do you think if I had tried more, this marriage would have worked? Because I had tried a lot in the last 10 years.
I think that whatever it is that's making you drive apart from your wife, is going to continue to drive apart. If you don't want it to be, just thank God for the lessons that you learned in this relationship and then let it go. Because otherwise, it will continue to be a problem, a problem, a problem, a problem, forever and ever and ever. Don't do that. Stop it now and show love and show friendliness and have a conversation about it and don't be afraid to confront it and then release it.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Make your life happy.
Thank
okay.
you, Dr.
I have.
Thank you, Cynthia.
I have. Oh, Deep, wait just a minute. I went because I have a question. Dr. Reggie gets impatient.
No, I don't. I'm getting patient. I've never been patient with you in 25 years.
No,
so
you
don't accuse
no, that's
that.
True. You're very patient because I know I have not been easy, and you're extremely patient. So, but your relationship with your wife, if I remember correctly, it was causing a lot of conflict with you. There was conflict between your mother and your wife, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was one of the reasons, but I have kept my mother out of the way. And
okay.
even then there are problems. Yeah, basically we are not compatible, and over the years we are going apart, and you know, yeah. In everything, there is a problem, and we have an argument in every little thing. Although I just try to absorb and just listen, but it's not helping anyone. It's not helping the child. So that's
right.
Why, because the child will think that that's how marriages are, and he will have problem with his relationships. So yeah.
Right. Well, you're moving in the right direction. All will be well. God bless you. All righty.
Thank you. Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank
you, Dr. Reggie.
Okay.
You're so welcome, Dee.
Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Area code 678, you're on the air. Area code 678.
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
Oh, it's Susie.
Susie.
Q. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Just wanted to check in and see if I should go to my favorite place tonight. If you feel like that's going to be a positive visit.
Okay, so Susie, if we tell you don't go tonight, what you going to do?
Go anyway.
No, I don't really have to go.
I think you should go. I got your Hierophant card. And the Hierophant is a person of high development of as a teacher and wisdom, with two altar boys at the side, meaning this decisions you have to make about, should I do this, should I do that, should I do this, should I do that. If you go, don't go with the intention of being with one person. Go with the intention of having a good time and ignoring this person, having a good time, no matter what. And watch how things change, how that person is going to come to you because they're not getting all the attention. They want to be the star. But you're the one person they like, and you're not giving it to them. They're going to come to you and say, well, why? What's going on? Then they give you all this attention. Just go have a good time. Go dance
I
and have a good time.
I will do that.
Yes,
I will definitely do that.
And you're going to have a great time. And watch how the cards change. Watch how things change in your favor. You're going to start laughing inside because you're going, oh, my God, this works. It does work. Watch it and have a great time.
I will definitely do that. And do you see any kind of timeline for me to hear from anything from my SSD case?
Let me pull a card and find out. I trust the oracles when I do these. I'm pulling the card for you now, Susie.
Okay.
Yes, I do. It says the Ace of Wands, and wands represent willpower and fire. And then show me the number one. And number one means using all your strength. In 1 month, things will change for you in a good way. So be happy and rejoice in the fact that God has already answered your prayer. For finances come to you. Yes. And be grateful because it's going to change very soon. And let me know. I'm excited for you, too.
Yes, I'm looking forward to moving into more independence.
Oh, yeah, you will. And because of that desire, they heard your desire and know it, but you have to be grateful in advance because when you show gratitude in advance, prayers are answered very quickly. So they said 1 month here, things are coming into total fruition. And you know what? The wand is lit up in a big way. It's being excited, showing sunflowers and everything, so you'll be happy. I can't wait for it to happen. And you'll be glorious. And be like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. Guess what happened? So I'll be happy for you, too.
Well, I know you will. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Reggie and Cynthia. I will definitely let you know about it and have a very, very blessed day.
You, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kimberly. How are y'all this morning?
Okay, Kimberly, how are you?
Good, good.
Kimberly, where are you calling from? Area code 256 sounds like it's far away in Jerusalem somewhere.
Well,
where is this place?
Well, I'm originally from Alabama, so... That's Talladega, Alabama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, where are you now?
Well, right now I've relocated to Georgia. I was in South Carolina. I relocated to Georgia. I have a new teaching job. But I just want to know if – hello?
We're here. We're excited.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just want to know if I'm going to advance – out of teaching. I don't want to teach for a long time. I want to do something else. I've always wanted to go into medicine, and I just want to know if I'm going to advance or move to another career.
Well, you're going to advance. I see the Justice card. It shows up, and you're going to advance. And you know what? Something magical happens in November. They tell me in November that the 11th month, this justice is going to prevail. Always keep in mind what you really want to do and be happy where you are. Be grateful for where you are as a teacher and it's going to lead to other things, not just always teaching, 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 because I love to teach. I do it for a lifetime, for a living. I do it on an esoteric level. But when you do it, see what you want to happen. It's going to balance everything out. There's other things that you're involved in that can deal with legal or medical or marketing. You're very good at a lot of things. You're very good at it. You see things differently. But always be grateful for the job you have now, and exponentially things will change. But in November, you're going to have a good time. Things are going to change in a big way for you. But program what you want to happen. Mm-hmm. What kind of job do you really want to have outside of teaching? Just can't say anything in the wind, because you may be, you know, getting a janitor's job and not want it. So say what you really want.
No, no. I'd rather have, if it's not a position, I'd rather be in management, in education somewhere, teaching teachers.
Okay. Well, that's right. See yourself in management. Is it upper management? Is it senior level management? Management of what? Of a school system? Of a corporation? And are you prepared? Did you prepare yourself collegiately or academically to get this job or get a certification in management or something? You have to always know what you're going to get. It's not going to be thrown in your lap. But when you're prepared, it will come to you.
Okay.
Really think about it. And teaching is a good skill. You're managing these crazy kids. And that's one thing that's why you're managing people. You're dealing with stuff on a different level. But on the next level of management, you're saying, now I'm managing the grown-ups, and some of them act like kids too, and they act unruly. But you know what? In management, you're dealing with a systemic thing that deals with a certain system and their corporate stuff, and you start seeing things that are going to happen in a different way. But it's going to be good for you. But I see it in November happening, and you have to let me know what happens in November. It's going to be a great offer for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, so Kimberly, I'm going to say some things to you, you know, because we're here every weekday morning, and we're teaching manifestation. Circles of Prosperity is all about the understanding the spiritual laws so that you can manifest the things that you want in your life, because you were created to really be a joyous being. That is your natural state, to be in joy. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So I also know that the universe will put you where you need to be to get where you want to go. So this teaching job, and Dr. Reggie really brought this out, this teaching job is the path that you need to take to learn the lessons that you need to learn to get to that place that you really, truly desire. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, it makes perfect sense. Yes.
Okay. So embrace where you are. I'm telling you pretty much the same thing Reggie said to you through the reading, but I just want to emphasize the importance of it. Embrace where this teaching job, because it's preparing you for the ultimate thing that you really desire. Even though you may not have formed it in words, but there's something in your heart, there's a feeling in your heart of where you ultimately want to be, and that is stronger than the words on some level. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So have a good time. What grade are you teaching? Is this going to be elementary, high school, collegiate?
High school, sophomores. They're my favorite group.
Oh, see, look at that. You said they're my favorite group.
That's good.
You know, I love hearing the light in people's voice when they're, you know, talking about when they're in their joy. That energy is what will propel you to the next level. So always try to find the joy in what you're doing and not the bad things, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you both.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Area code 219, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, I'm doing this morning. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Can I have your name?
Yes, my name is Andrea.
Andrea.
Uh-huh.
Where are you calling from, Andrea?
Indiana,
wow. You have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning.
Well, it's whatever the spirit would like me to know.
Okay. So he likes for you to kind of point us in a direction. So is there something in particular on his mind?
Career. My career. I just started a new job, and it seems like a little favor is taking, you know, going in on my behalf. Do you see advancement, like, soon?
Okay. She's calling about her career.
Okay.
You're a little muffled for us on this end.
That's okay. And I see a lot of things right now dealing with administrative stuff and managing stuff. What are you doing now?
Making cards. Cards for Ford Motor Company.
Okay, we're having a very hard time.
Are you saying that you're making cars, like driving cars?
Yes, for Ford Motor Company.
Ford Motor Company, okay. And what do you want to do? Do you like that job?
Well, right now I'm on the assembly line, and I'm just hoping that I can, you know, advance maybe to maybe like team leader or management or, you know, basically just get off that line.
Right, because you're working on an assembly line. It's like the same thing every day, putting this part, doing that part, putting that part. But you know what? It teaches you another thing about regimentation, automation, and discipline. But you want to go to management and something that deals with the inside office and stuff like that. Are you prepared to do that?
Well, I think I'm prepared for anything. I think, you know, I go in with a straightforward mind, and I can do whatever. And
okay.
I was just
don't tell them I can do whatever, because you'll get whatever. So
right.
What you want to do is now to say, this is what I want to do. I want to do this kind of thing. I'm prepared to go and transition from assembly line work into doing in-house management or something corporate. Give me the opportunity. Look at the bulletin board when they post these jobs and stuff up and say, I think I can do that. And then apply yourself and go do it.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. It'll work out for you.
Okay. So, because they're watching me, right? They see that I see my performance.
I think the last part.
I said they
sound like
see my performance. This is my phone. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Oh. What was the last question?
I said they see my qualifications.
Oh, yeah, they see your potential. See your potential.
Yeah.
They see you're qualified,
right.
And they see your potential. But more important than them seeing it, you have to know your potential and enforce
right.
the law on yourself, and they will see it too. We'll see how brilliant you are, how dedicated you are, not missing a lot of days from work.
Right.
And being there and having a friendly attitude, that works in management. It really does. More than anything else, it does. Your personality.
Okay.
Well,
thank you all so much. Y'all have a good morning.
All right.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hello, this is Bodie. Banana Bodie. It looks like Banana Bodie.
Hello,
how are you?
Good morning. Sorry. Fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my home.
And where is that?
In New York.
In New York. Okay. What is your first name?
My first name is Anna.
Okay. Do you have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning?
Yeah, I'm interested in a new job. I love this one very, very much too. But I was probably going to make more money at the other job. Do you see me possibly working them both?
Okay. Wow. What I see is the Nine of Pentacles, which means more money is going to come to you. So don't be ready to jump up right now. This job, how long have you had this one? Not very long, right?
No, since February.
Right. So it's not been a long time. So it's been 5 months. And, you know, from February to now, they don't even have a six-month lead on what you're able to do and how capable you really are. So give it another chance before you think about disappearing. Even though the other job may be more lucrative and seem like more money is the answer, but sometimes loyalty with you and the company bring more rewards than you expect. So before you think about that, think about where you are now and what you really want to do. Working both jobs, full 8-hour jobs, is very tedious, and it's kind of hard on your body and on your mind. So I wouldn't think about that right now, but I would evaluate the jobs and say, if I work for this company, what are they going to do? What do they pay? How do they treat their employees? What are the benefits? What are the downfalls? And then weigh them both and say, okay, well, I better stay where I am, or I better move forward. It's up to you.
Well,
a job
I had a dream. I had a dream. I was talking to my new employee, and my boss heard my conversation and listened to it. She knew I was leaving.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Yeah, and of course that would make you kind of nervous, because if they think you're leaving, why are you working here for us? And we're giving you all this money, and you're doing all these bad things. You want to leave us. It feels like you're being abandoned. Your dream is warning you to keep that conversation to yourself and not about people you don't trust. And also, really reconsider and focus and rethink moving. I would say where I am, I've been there for only 5 months. Give it another month at least to see where you're going to go and what's going to happen. And how do they promote their people? Is it a lateral promotion? What do they do to promote? Think about that, too, before you think about going somewhere else, okay?
Yeah, I saw that in my dream as well, something about promoting, and that I got higher up where I am right now. I don't think literally I'll get higher up, but in a sense of experience and all the capacities that I have is getting me higher up.
Well, that's good, because you know what? You have confidence in yourself and your abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. And that's dealing with your will, what you want to happen, and what's happening right now. And we say literally, dreams precede reality. And imagination is the biggest tool we have. So in your dream state, you're being communicated with by the angels, telling you what you need to do.
Okay.
Be there for one more month and see how you feel.
Yeah,
and what
I don't.
Do.
And I don't want to talk to my colleagues anymore. I'm afraid they're just going to use everything I say against me. It's just very hard to trust.
Right. So don't talk to them about it anymore. Just keep that to yourself. But find out where you are in the next month. What's going on with me going? Where am I going from here?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
how
I have to stay for another month. I love it, maybe more. I love it way too much.
Okay. Well, that's a good point. Loving the place where you are and it's comfortable without jumping somewhere else, and you may hate it. You may jump into the fire. So let's just go at least for another month and see what happens, okay?
Okay. Thank you for your advice. Thank you. I'll keep listening.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. You know, Dr. Reggie, we had quite a few people calling about
career
today. And, you know, something that I'm noticing, not so much from the people who have called, but just in general, with people in general, they're all looking for something, or they have a desire to be
more
and to do more. And it's like I said to this other caller, you are where you are. You are always on your divine path. That's what I want you guys to understand. You are always, always on your divine path. Even if it's a job that you think is not going to take you where you want to go, there is something in that job or with the people around you that you have lessons to learn. The universe is always supporting you. you may not see it very clearly. That's why it's so important when you are someplace and it is uncomfortable that you stop and say, what is the lesson that I need to learn here? Because I know that the universe is supporting me in every way, so there's something that I need to take away. So for the lady who's teaching, Dr. Reggie brought up such a wonderful point. If she wants to move into management, managing people, a lot of times they act like kids. They can be unruly. How do you bring order into chaos? Because sometimes I can tell you, you can go into a department that you have to manage that everybody is depressed and oppressed and repressed. How do you turn that energy around and get everybody focused on one mission? And they're all moving in one direction so that that department is running smoothly. So these, there are great skills that you're learning in positions that you think, you know, or jobs that you think are not to your benefit. There's always something there for you to learn. Or you may be placed there to help someone else, bring understanding to them. And you may not see it until the very end. So embrace where you are. Don't go with resistance and a negative energy. Embrace where you are. The lady that's working on the assembly line, is she paying attention to the quality? Is she, you know, communicating with her other employees, coworkers? Oh, you know, we need to do this, or let's focus on this. There's always something that you can learn from that experience and to grow to prepare you for the next level. Same thing happening with Woody and his music. He's at a stage right now. There's something that he needs to learn at that stage. So never feel that you are behind or you're not moving in the right direction or that you're stuck. Stop and look at the lessons that you need to learn exactly where you are, because as soon as you learn the lesson, the sooner you can get to the next level. Isn't that right, Dr.?
That's true. Like people ask me about angels. Do I have this many angels, that many angels? Hey, you do. Well, why did you want to get left? Because you learned the lesson. Because they're not with you anymore. I don't feel the energy anymore because you learned that lesson. When you do, they transcend and go on.
Yeah. All right, let's go to our next caller. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Precious. What's your name?
Stacy.
Stacy, where are you calling from this morning, Stacy?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida, okay. You have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning.
Yes, I do. I wanted to ask, where do he see my career going? I know, another career question.
Well, no, it's not a weird question, but where do you want it to go? That's the most important thing. Where do you want your career to go? And what is your career? Your real career, what is it?
I'm in the healthcare field, and I want to advance myself.
You're in the what?
Healthcare. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in healthcare, it's a very specialized kind of work. Are you working as a nurse or working
yes.
as a person inside of an office? Okay. Doing nursing is very powerful. Are you a registered nurse or just an LPN, or what are you?
LPN.
Okay. When you do that nursing job, have you taken those tests to get a registered nurse, to be a registered nurse yet?
Excuse me?
An exam. Have you taken the exam to be a registered nurse? Is that just of a goal?
I just have my clinicals left to do, so.
Okay. And that's going to be great when you do that, when you transition. And as a nurse, what do you want to specialize in? Dialysis or home stuff? Or, I mean, what kind of nursing do you want to specialize in?
OBG, but then I like the forensics too, so.
Oh, wow. Working with the babies, huh? That's
yeah.
good.
Like?
And you like forensics too, and that's pretty cool.
Yep.
You can transition to a lot of things doing that work, a lot of things you can do. So I don't know what steps you want to take to move from one place to the other. But it will go, it doesn't just happen automatically. You have to program where you want to be next. And when you program your subconscious mind and have your determination and your will forward, it will take place. It's going to take place. Now, ultimately, where do you want your career to go?
Be a physician assistant, or just go to be a doctor. Sky's the limit.
Being a PA is a very specialized thing because those people have to know almost as a doctor.
Uh-huh.
You're very smart. And you're studying all your things, anatomy, physiology, function, all that stuff, how the body works. And that also depends, too, on a specialty. It could be a doctor who works with the eyes only or whatever. The more specific you are about your career and where you want to go, the clearer you can bring that into you. So if you want to be a PA, you know, there's certain schools you have to go to or whatever to be a physician's assistant. And as a nurse, it's easier for you to transition into that than somebody just coming off the street.
Right.
There are opportunities inside the hospital already that you can talk to people about giving you these energies and vouchers and support to get into that program without worrying about it. And every month somebody visits the hospital talking about new careers and stuff, I would be at every single meeting, every opportunity, everything that's free, be there, and then make your decision about it and talk to the officials. And that's the best thing to do. And right now, study everything as you can, because as an LPN, you know, you're studying things to get you ready for the next level and the next level and the next level. In medicine, you never stop learning. Even doctors, they never stop learning. There's always something new in the body. The body can play tricks on you. You're learning about the personalities, too, of these people and what you're dealing with, people with patients, and the healing. So it's a good thing to be involved in what you're being involved in, because God calls you into this service, to be a service to other people and help them heal. Not only in their body, but their emotions that causes the problems in their bodies in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Helping them heal from that level as well. So I will go into it and study everything, and you will be very successful because you enjoy doing the work.
Yeah.
And you want to advance. And you want to advance. And I'm glad you chose medicine. It's a very good thing. But also don't forget the part that's very important for people is their spirit. They have a soul. These bodies are just the outside covering of the soul. Understand that level of them, and they will heal much quicker. You're communicating with them on this level. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And keep studying that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling this morning. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You know, when it comes to thinking about our career and the direction that we want to go in, and I know it can be kind of overwhelming because there's so many options out there for you. But the manifestation process will happen much faster when you have a clarity about where you want to end up. The clearer you can see the picture, you may not know how you're going to get there.
You shouldn't worry about that.
Don't even worry about that. But just clearly see, this is where I really want to be. This is what I really enjoy. And what happens with a lot of people is that they see this vision of what they really want to do, but they're afraid to claim it because they think that there's going to be some blockages somewhere, or that the path is too long, or it's going to take too long. Or that, and on some level, what you're really saying on the inside is that I don't believe in myself. I don't believe I can really reach that level. You have to believe and know that you can reach that level and say, you know what? I'm seeing this for a reason, because I'm going to tell you right now, whatever you have envisioned, that came from a higher source, that vision. That's what your higher self says. You have the potential to be here. This is your purpose, to be here on that level. Whatever it is that you think you can't do, your higher self is saying, yes, you can, and that's why you were created, to be here. Notice this last column. She said, even a doctor. But see, she can't perceive herself as a doctor for whatever reason. She may think that it costs too much money to go to school. She may think that you know, this is just, who is she to think that she could be a doctor? I don't know. It could be any number of things. What I'm trying to get across to you is that if that vision is there, it came from somewhere, and that somewhere is God in the universe or source or whatever name that you have given it, and you have been called to do that work. Don't get bogged down in the how, because the source, God, universe, already knows how it's going to get you there. It's just saying, it's planting a seed to say, this is your potential.
But what you don't want to do is say, well, how's it going to happen? Just let it be, because, you know, that's your goal and your desire. And desire is one of the most important things in the world. It makes things happen.
Right.
And when you desire it, don't worry about the how part, like this just said, because God who made the universe knows where to pull from to make these things happen.
Yes. And again, I say to you, even here she is, she's in this medical field, so she has been called for healing. Where she is an LPN, but she's touching people, helping them, she's at that level. That caring for another human being is very important on every level. So she's learning the lessons that she needs to know now to prepare her for the next step.
And what a great gift it is to be able to heal. It's a great gift. And she wants to not stay as a licensed practical nurse, but doing something even as a PA, a physician's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people who do that work. And it's very rewarding. It pays a lot because you have to know almost as much as the doctor to keep up with it. And also, how are you healing these people? What are you saying to them? How are you comforting them?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. You know, so it's a very powerful thing. They may say, the doctor's great, but I like you better because you touch me in a way that nobody can heal me or touch me in a certain way. You give me comfort and give me reassurance about my healing. Those things are very important.
It is. I want to remind people, if you'd like to have a reading with Dr. Reggie this morning, please call area code 914-338-0590. We don't have that much more time for the show today. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Area code 719, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
This is Julia.
Julia, and where are you calling from, Julia?
Well, today I'm in Florida, but I'm from Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I'm down here with my mother visiting.
That's awesome. What's on your mind?
Like I said, I live in Colorado, and I would really like to move, but I'd like to kind of find a place that, you know, going to have more of that home feeling for me instead of just moving to another state and like, meh, this isn't it. And so I was hoping, you know, for some guidance around, you know, what would be the best step for me.
Well, have you thought about moving to Florida because your mom is there?
Yeah, my mom's here. She's going to be having a major surgery coming up, so I came to help her out.
My next question, what is she going to have done? Because I feel the medical issues with her, and you're concerned about her. I understand.
Yeah, open heart.
But I don't see your father at all. I don't know where your dad is, but I don't see him.
Yeah, no. I never knew my biological father. My mother's going in for open heart surgery.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? The heart is a powerful organ, and she's going in for it. I know someone who's still going who had open heart surgery, and I also had to have some valves or something removed. He's doing fine. He's in his 80s, still going for it. Been married for 57 years, and they love each other. So it's there, you know. So with your mom going for heart surgery, I see her being fine. I'm looking at the card called the High Priestess, a person who's strong and determined. That is your mother. She's very strong and determined and knows what she wants, and she'll be healed. But she's a loving spirit, too, and very kind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Now, about the moving situation, I don't really like Florida, to tell you the truth. I don't like the water, and the energy is really crazy sometimes. It depends on where you are. Like, I don't know if she's in southern Florida, Sarasota, or the beaches, or where
she's close to Kissimmee. close to the Kissimmee area, a little further south from Kissimmee.
Oh, well, that's not too bad. The energy is a little bit better, you know. And it seems the weather is always very nice. That's probably why she wanted to go. But if you want to go from Colorado to that kind of climate, it's difficult. Colorado can get cold. And Florida's not cold.
Yeah.
You know, last year it was. It was strange. But
yeah.
I see the moon energy, a very powerful moon energy. That means with you, you are influenced by the energy of the lunar rays and very powerful stuff, silver and energy and the goddess and all that. It's very powerful with you. You can determine where you want to live and where you want to be. But I see a place, even if it's in Florida or maybe even outside of Florida, that may be better for you. At least you'll be close to your mom and have a reassurance and companionship of having your mother while she's still here. I know those things bother you. How long does she have? What's going to happen? I want to be close to her in case something does happen. So packing up and getting out of Colorado and moving is a big ordeal. It's an expense to move all the time, and it's a headache sometimes. But once you find out where you want to be, even if it's in Florida, be close to your mom. But you want to be also independent, and she wants you to be independent and not worry about her. But she's a strong lady, and she will bounce back after this heart surgery. She will bounce back because she's strong. In 2 months, she'll be running and doing cartwheels. Don't even worry about it.
Good. That's great news. That's really great.
It is. So at least keep her in your prayers, as we will keep her in our prayers, too, that the Lord heals her and makes her body in the first place will heal her body as well. And reassure her that God is with her and that you love her very much. There's a connection between your mother that's very powerful. So maintain that energy and slowly think about where you want to be, if it's in Florida or not, somewhere close to her that's not far away. And you have the convenience of being near mom and at the same time having your independence and your freedom. Now, maybe another situation. Are you working now?
No, not at this time.
Okay, so when you go to Florida, you'll be able to find a job, something that you really enjoy. I keep seeing you as an entrepreneur, though, not working for anybody.
Well, that would be nice. Everybody likes to have the freedom, you know, to not have the 9-to-5.
Right, I see that for you. Very good. Did you do administrative work in the past or management work already?
Some secretarial, but
And that's okay, too. And oh, my God, today's secretary has to know everything. How to do everything, cook a meal and flip and everything else. It's crazy. You know, all these software packages and all this stuff. It's not like the old days. Just to know everything, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I would probably need to, like, refresh my skills or something, you know, because I've been out of the workplace for a while. So I definitely need to brush up on something. I just don't have a clear picture of what that's going to be just yet. So.
I know a girl who specialized in legal secretarial work, and she told me her salary. It was like $80,000. I said, what, for a secretary, $80,000? Yeah, because they have to know Excel and this one and that one and Lotus and all sorts of stuff, and the courts and all that. So it's a very crazy thing, and it's demanding, but you can do it. And she worked for more than one person, like one person is a junior partner, one person is an actual partner, and all these different things. But, you know, you hone in on your craft and get your skills under your belt really tightly, and take a refresher course. That's always good. The learning annex is somewhere else. Don't worry about these long colleges and all that, no. Just take some refresher courses and go apply for another job. You'll be fine. Especially around your mom, it's going to be great for you because you'll be able to be independent, have more money coming in and resources to be near her and be with her. You guys go to lunch together, hang out together, have girlfriend talks, and have a good time.
Dr. Reggie, you're painting a whole a new life for
both of them, because you know what? That's going to be a new life. Her heart is her energy of Chanuel, the angel. And the angel of Chanuel controls the heart, and she'll be fine. And your love for your mother is very powerful. There's a connecting force, the energy cord that's very powerful. She'll do well because you see her doing well. Don't see anything going wrong or bad and all that. No, no, no. Only see the good for your mother. See her elevated and doing well as she gets out of the hospital.
So So I have a question. Can I? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Okay, so why do you want to leave Colorado? What prompted the desire to move?
See, I live in southern Colorado in the Pueblo area, and it's just dry and dead, and it just, you know, I moved from back east and from Maryland, and where it was green and lush, and so living there is just...
Wow. What part of Maryland were you from?
Bel Air. It's not too far from Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it just, you know, going from all that green and trees and grass and, you know, to dead and brown and sand, you know. It's like, wow. And I'm kind of like a person who likes the green, so.
Have you considered Georgia?
Yeah, I haven't actually considered a lot of places. It just, you know, I've moved so many times over the course of my life that I would just really like to find that place that feels like home. You know, you go there and you're like, okay, I'm home now. I don't have to move anymore. I don't have to go anywhere anymore. I'm home now. So that's really what I'm looking for.
I would say go near where your mom is. For some reason, I feel comfortable with that, you know, and you will find a job too. But right now, oh, wait a minute. I see the energy card. Were you with the are you divorced?
I'm thinking that it's heading that way.
Yeah. I keep feeling that energy about divorce. And I said, oh my God, hope it's gonna be okay. I don't wanna tell her that I don't like to talk about the 4 D's. 4 D's means disease, disaster, divorce, and death. I know we don't talk about those things, but this one I felt compelled to ask you about divorce. And I think that with him, his energy seems to be very angry for some reason and lost. But you know what? You're not lost and you're not angry. Just stay with your mission about where you want to move, you know. And I think it's going to be near Florida because your mom is there, and that's a good place. It honors her and it honors you to be near your family, you know, your mom especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I love her very much. And it's interesting that you brought up death, too, because we just lost, just like a week and a half ago, her sister passed. That's why she moved here to Florida, because she wanted to be by her little sister. And she
right.
just passed.
Exactly. Now, what did her little sister die from?
She had pneumonia, but she had had a cancer surgery a year ago where they had to remove her esophagus. And she just was never right after that, yeah. It was just one problem after another, and then they found that there was a hole in her stomach, so every time she ate or drank anything, it went right into her lungs, and it was just really, really bad, yeah.
That's her heart.
So,
Oh, my God.
So that's actually why I came to Florida earlier, because my aunt was doing so bad, and I wanted to be here to see her before she passed. So,
right.
You know,
that
was a blessing that I got here in time to see her one last time. But, yeah.
Oh, that was a blessing. Sometimes we don't get a chance to say goodbye. But you know what?
Yeah.
The energy that created her in the first place, she's back with that energy, and that's very powerful. And I don't see anything happening to your mom. So don't hold any negative energy about, oh, my God, suppose this happens. It won't.
Yeah.
She's a resilient lady, and she's strong. And see that for her, okay?
Okay.
And try to be near her.
Oh.
And keep your prayer for her, as we will.
We definitely will continue to pray.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You have a lot of
definitely. Yep.
But you're never, you know that, right?
And we're with you in
yeah.
spirit. Don't even worry about it. And we're keeping
our
prayers
for you. Thank you both
so much. You'll see a lot of changes. Next 2 months are going to be fine. I see that in the magician card in the high priestess. So it's going to be really fine for her and for you. And you'll feel next to her and say, wow, now this is home. Now I know what document was about. No place like home. This is it. So
yeah.
be somewhere near Florida.
Oh, good.
Florida, and it's great for you. But you know why? They have beaches and palm trees. It'll be relaxing.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
Well, I definitely like being around water. It's just something about it just really calms and soothes me. It just gives me that sense of peace to just sit and watch it, you know, just like, okay.
The water has negative ions, and those negative ions work with our body. Our body is mostly water. So it tells me to know why you want to be around water, because we're mostly made of water.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. the feeling is powerful and peaceful, and that's good for you.
Yeah.
It is.
Definitely.
About, and the beaches in Florida are beautiful. White sand and blue water, it's just beautiful. I went to Naples and to what's the other place? Fort Myer, and we had a beautiful time on the beach.
Mm, yeah, especially in Naples. All right, Princess.
Well, who knows? I might end up there.
That's right. Like, that's a beautiful place.
It's beautiful.
Well, thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we send our prayers to your mom and with you.
Thank you. You guys have a really
okay.
great weekend. And thank you again.
All right. I'll be here. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. Let's go to area code 646. We're going to try to squeeze in two more callers today. Area code 646. You on the air? Hello? You there? Last call.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kayla from New York.
What?
Oh, say that
Kayla?
Again.
Kayla from New York City.
From New York City.
Oh, okay.
Oh, New York. So nice name. New York. Okay, so what's your question for Dr. Reg this morning?
I was calling because I wanted to know what the energy is that you're picking up between from Sean to me.
Sean?
Yes.
Okay. Sean is a good person, but I feel there's a lot of battles going on with him internally. Fighting his personal demons, you know what I mean? And even though he wants to be near you and with you, he wants to make sure he's good enough. And so, for some reason, he feels that he may not be good enough or strong enough and not approaching the way it should happen. The energy lines are very clear that it wants to happen and it should happen. But both people aren't connecting like they should connect. And he's going to do it eventually because he's the man. He should. But he's juggling a lot of things, too. And he feels like these things won't end right now. I don't know if ever going to end money, the this, the that, but you can't do that when you want to be with someone. He has to release that. It's going to be on him to release it and be on you to accept him for where he is right now. Is he in the same state?
Come again?
Is he in the same state that you're in?
What do you mean, physically or emotionally?
Physically.
Do we live together? Is that what you're asking?
I'm asking, in the same city where you are, does he live in the same city?
Yes, he does.
Okay. That was my question. Because it feels like he feels far away, even though he's in the same city. His emotional state feels far away. Like he's going
exactly.
through something... over, going through something he wants to get rid of or some past that he's trying to detach from. Maybe a relationship, I don't know, but he's trying to get out of something.
Yes, the situation with the baby's mother, they're going back
yeah.
and forth in court, and he wants to resolve
mm-hmm.
that so that he can spend more time with the children. Loves his
right.
children.
And she's placing the children's responsibility on him, and they're both parents, so it doesn't make sense for her to do that. And she's making him guilty for a lot of things. And so that's the problem. How can I get out of this and be available for you when I'm going through hell? So let him go through the energy he has to go through to detach from this situation altogether and come to you in love with nothing else on his mind except loving you and getting the reassurance and comfort from you.
Wow.
Okay?
That was spot on, Reg.
Really? Thank you, because I'm like tossed up in the air now because we've been going through certain things in the beginning of the year, and then it started slowing
right.
out, and then now it's like I'm feeling kind of that energy and or someone else trying to come in between us or trying to.
But nothing can stop you from being in love. If he's meant for you, nothing, and I do mean nothing, can stop that feeling. Love is the strongest power there is on earth. God is love. You are love. And if you're seeking the love from him, magnetically, your soul is connected to him. I don't care who she is or where she's from or what broom she's riding. It doesn't. I don't care. It's going to be right with you and him.
The reason why I'm saying this, too, is because it turns out that it's a friend of mine or someone who I considered a friend. You know, we've known each other for 20 years, and it turns out that she met him, and I energetically felt this. You know, at a small venue here in New York, the bottom line is that I know she's been pursuing him because that's the strong feeling I'm getting.
Right.
So I am very unsettled about it because I'm like, I would never betray her. But I realize that her intentions are not the same like mine. They're not as honest as mine. And
exactly.
I approached her this week, and she went into a huffy puppy and was like, oh, you know, you just threw our relationship away. I said, I didn't throw it away. I'm asking you a question, you know, calmly, as women. Are you interested in him? And talk to me. And she didn't talk. She started screaming, acting out of order, like the devil was inside of her. And I said, you know what, this is confirmation to me, but I'm not sure.
Right.
So that's why I'm asking.
So in that case, what you do with the confirmation is say, you know what, I am thankful to the universe. Thank you, God, for exposing the truth and my real feelings are conveyed from this woman who's a screaming, raging banshee. And I'm letting it go. I'm comfortable with where I am and who I am. And thank you for bringing the alignment to see the focus. And I thank you for bringing this person into my life and making it peaceful for both of us. And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. So I just... my inclination,
amen,
to be honest with you, is if she has trying to become intimate with him.
Yeah.
That's what I
but
was
saying. Let her scream and ride her bump like crazy, but that's okay. Because you find peace within yourself, and the solace you need and the love you need is coming to you. So let him go through the process of getting rid of this woman with all her issues and her craziness and screaming. And have the kids, whenever you need to see them, it's going to all work in divine order. It all always does.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have love in your heart, he has love in his, and she's upset about something else that happened in the past that she can't get rid of. And now we've got to release that too. And it's not your fault or his. It's her issue. It's her issues and her greed and her obsessional dissatisfaction with her life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on you, but it's on her. So now it's time for these magic people to come together. You got to come together. Let it unfold and keep reassuring him that he's right. He's right, and you love him and you love each other. Okay.
Okay. Are you referring to the friend, my friend, my ex-friend that I had to excommunicate, or are you referring to the baby's mother?
I'm talking about if the baby's mother is insane and doesn't want anything to happen between you both. You have to have the reassurance with the guy you're trying to be with that it's going to be okay. It's not his fault or problem. Let her go through the transition she needs to go through, no matter what it is, and that you two love each other. You're brought together for a reason. The energetic cords are bringing you both together for a reason. That's real love, and that's power. And then resolve it from there and let him know, sweetheart, I still love you. I know you're going through a lot. I support you, and I believe in you, and watch what happens.
Girl, you are in a mess. This is a mess. Do you feel like it's a mess?
It's a mess because it is a mess because it's not just his baby's mother, but it's also the person who I was friends with, who I didn't introduce them to. I didn't introduce her to him, but I kept that feeling and that, you know, she wants him. Not the baby's mother, because I've never even met the baby's mother. I'm talking about my friend. I know she met him.
Right.
And, you know, she's obsessive. And I'm like, listen, why do you want him? And she was like going off. And I'm like, listen, talk to me. Give me the truth. I didn't scream and holler because I'm like, that's not my disposition.
Right, which means there's guilt in her. When she has to scream and yell, there's hurt feelings, and there's also guilt. Here you are talking to her like a normal, civil, logical person, mm-hmm. and she's screaming like a banshee, like I said. But that's okay. Let her be that way. But you, who know what you want, and I don't care what she wants. What you want is this person. I don't care if she wants him or not. Nothing, as I said before, can come between the two of you. And that's the thing you need to reassure him, that it's okay, and I love you, I'll be with you, and that's it.
I think the lesson here is that, like Dr. Reggie said, when there's that love is there is nothing that can come in between that. And I think that you are centered in that because the way you are dealing with your friend and her desire, I don't think you are threatened by her desire for this man at all, are you? You're not threatened
by
it.
I wasn't threatened, and I'm not threatened, but I know that once she has her eyes on somebody, she becomes obsessive.
Oh, you give her that power. And why would you think that this man that you're involved with even would desire that?
I don't think he would desire that, but I know that...
That's all you need to focus on. You know, he's already going through drama, and that's enough drama right there, just, you know, a divorce and child custody and all of that stuff. And so, and you are there with him going through all of that. That's why I said this is a huge mess, and now you're just inviting this other woman in. And so there's a lesson here with you being involved with so much conflict. I'm getting you to try to see, what is it that I have done to attract this kind of, you know, confusion around me? And what am I supposed to learn from this type of confusion? For me, it's like that there's nothing. When you love each other, there's nothing that can destroy that love or come in between that love. Nothing.
I believe that.
And that's all. So don't start painting all these other pictures. Because, listen, when you get married, people will try to destroy your marriage if they see that you're happy. So you're being trained right now how to hold that union together no matter what. No matter what. And it may not be a union with this guy. It may be someone else that comes into your life and you're being trained now how to hold it together. Love will always be challenged, always. But the way a marriage lasts is that you don't even really see the challenge. All you know is that we love each other.
I just told him recently, I was like, I love you. And, you know, it was kind of difficult for me to say I love you to a man. I'm always like, I care about you or whatever. But I told him I love him, and I was like, I'm here for you, and I don't want to lose you. I said, you know, you are very important in my life, and this is why I'm sharing this with you. And he was like,
mm-hmm.
Where is this coming from? This is where it's always been.
Oh, that's what he needs to know, that reassurance
mm-hmm.
is the most important thing in the world, okay?
Okay.
And we want to know how it turns out. So if you are on the show, maybe next Friday, I don't know when things happen, I'm interested to hear what goes on.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know. I was just feeling like I don't know if he is or if this girl, you know, my ex-friend has tried to sleep with him. And that was my concern because I'm like, that was my concern.
Right. Because you go with your own logical mind and follow your intuition. It tells you not don't. It tells you to proceed.
Come again? I'm sorry.
Hey.
All righty. Thank you so much for calling. We're down like a few seconds on the show.
Oh,
Dr. Reggie, love to do a prayer.
Thank
Have
you.
A good weekend.
Okay.
Okay, Dr. Reggie, can you take us into a closing prayer?
Father, I thank you for this divine guidance and wisdom for the callers. Give them strength, give them inner peace, give them career choices and logic, and most of all, give them love. I believe this is so.
And so it is. You guys have a great weekend.